consciously crafted award-winning gin, where every bottle celebrates and protects the gray whale, count me in. Hey everybody, it's Clark the Shark here from the podcast, and I'm here to talk to you today about Gray Whale Gin. I actually haven't had gin since I was 12 and heard Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg, and then snuck into my parents' liquor cabin to try some, and boy have I been missing out. Gray Whale Gin is delicious. At Gray Whale Gin, they believe a lovingly handcrafted spirit brings people together for good times. And while we're together, we can also do some good in the world. Every bottle of Gray Whale Gin supports Oceana, protecting and restoring the world's oceans. Please check out graywhalegin.com today. You can learn where to purchase Gray Whale Gin, and you can also get some delicious cocktails using their product. Shop some cool merch, and just check out an overall great company. Gray Whale Gin, where every bottle celebrates and protects the gray whale. You're listening to The Podcastle, and I'm very pleased to introduce my good friend and colleague, Jeffrey Mauser, to the show tonight. Jeffrey is a director and producer on the short film with In Defense of Animals called Celebrities and War Veterans Unite to End Dog Meat Trade in South Korea. A few celebrities are also in this film, such as Priscilla Presley and Katherine Heigl, as well as service members from the Korean War. Let's jump right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jeff Mauser. Jeff, how you doing, sir? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
So, Jeff, I have so many questions, and I just want to give you the opportunity to go over things without stepping over what you're saying, because it's just so exciting, and you have done so much for animals, not only in Los Angeles, but as is evident here around the world. Let's just start off with the video. You're producer and director. How did this happen? How did you come about to create this video?
Okay. We were thinking about, you know, what we could do to approach directly to the National Assembly of South Korea. It's formally known as the Republic of Korea National Assembly. And they knew about demonstrations that were going on. They received input from animal welfare organizations. But there, you know, my thinking was that the United States has a special relationship with South Korea, which started in the Korean War. We defended Korea from invasion from the North. Many American soldiers were killed and wounded in that war. And if we had not done that, South Korea would not exist. It would be a part of North Korea, which is a pretty bad dictatorship. So I was thinking about, you know, what would be the best way to approach directly to Korean legislators, the members of the National Assembly. And one thing that I had always thought would be a very effective approach was to have them hear from Korean War veterans, the actual people who risked their lives and saw their friends killed to protect South Korea. Because, you know, if it wasn't for them, the National Assembly and democracy in South Korea wouldn't exist. What made that difficult is, you know, the Korean War took place in the early 1950s. So any Korean War veterans would be in their late 80s or 90s or even hundreds. And to find Korean War veterans who were willing and able to give a statement to save these dogs' lives was going to be very difficult. And that's where the organization In Defense of Animals came in. It's a fantastic organization. The work they do is amazing. But anyway, I got introduced to them at an event called Yoga Stops Yulin. And we started talking about this. And they have about 250,000 members. So we figure out of those 250,000 members, there should be a few Korean War veterans or people who know Korean War veterans. So we wrote up an appeal to Korean War veterans and they sent it out. And sure enough, we got responses from people who were willing to appear in this video.
So cool that you were able to do that. And I just want to remind the listeners, first of all, the video we're referencing, you can find on YouTube at the In Defense of Animals YouTube channel. Title of the video is Celebrities and War Veterans Unite to End Dog Meat Trade in South Korea. And one of the opening interviews is with a gentleman who service member, Anthony Maleka. And I feel like, as Jeff and listeners will know, we do a lot of history episodes on this show. We're big history buffs here, and it's just very cool that you were able to get these veterans to speak about what they did in the video. And as you know, listeners, and Jeff knows, the 38th parallel North Korea and South Korea, this is a result from the Korean War. And exactly what Jeff said, without U.S. involvement, it would be part of Kim Jong-un's dictatorship today. And that's a very bad thing. But Jeff, can you break it down for people that might not be as familiar, how many, and this is just so bizarre to say in 2024 or any time, how many dogs a year are being consumed for food? Because what I read, it was somewhere over in South Korea before the ban, it was somewhere like a million or something like that.
Right. When I started working on this in 2018, it was approximately, somewhere around 2.5 million dogs a year. It's been declining, and just prior to the ban in January, it was down to approximately 1 million dogs per year. But that's a lot of dogs still that are being killed.
A
And
million too many. Is this
yeah.
is the consumption, for people that aren't familiar, is it a cultural thing? Is it because there's a lack of food? What, why dogs? Why is that a thing?
Yeah. After, during, and after, just after the Korean War, it might have been because there was a food shortage. But, in the past decades, there is no food shortage in South Korea. It's one of the richest, most technologically advanced countries in the world. So it was a practice. It may have had some cultural aspects to it, but it was basically just a practice. As time went on, it was, less and less favorable. And that was in part, or maybe mainly, because of the protests against it and pressure from outside South Korea, from protesters and so on. And we came in 2019, and the city of Los Angeles passed a resolution making it the official position of the city to oppose dog meat in South Korea and other countries. And as you know, that started with the neighborhood councils, of which you are an elected member of the Tarzana Neighborhood Council along with me.
Indeed.
The impetus for that started at the Valley Alliance of Neighborhood Councils, which is a grouping of all of the neighborhood councils in the San Fernando Valley. It consists of the presidents and vice presidents of those neighborhood councils. And Vank
Bank.
Valley Lines and Neighborhood Councils passed a resolution opposing dog meat and asking the full city council to pass a similar resolution, which the Los Angeles City Council unanimously did, and it was signed by the mayor.
Which is very important too, because not only is it overdue, and you are instrumental and pioneering and part of this cause, but if for some reason there's people that weren't familiar with this issue, it's very important to have as many eyes on this as possible. I mean, that's where change comes from. And I just want to quote the article on In Defense of Animals. Jeff, when this the ban started coming out, you did say it is a cultural sea change in South Korea. It will prevent the torture and death of millions of dogs. It will serve as an example to other countries that still allow dog meat. And this is where my next question came from. So do you consider South Korea sort of the beginning of a domino effect? Because obviously, as you know, but I just want to explain for the listeners, Cambodia, Indonesia, China, Vietnam, there might be there's a few others, I think. They're still consuming dog meat. Do you see other countries following suit of what South Korea has done?
You certainly hope so. You know, that would be great. All of those countries, you know, the geopolitical situation with those countries isn't the same as it was with South Korea. You know, we had leverage with South Korea because the Korean War, and since then, we have been defending them from invasion. And the United States spends billions of dollars per year, and our military is on the DMZ risking their lives to protect South Korea from invasion. So they're going to listen to us. Same isn't true with these other countries, but what I hope is they will see what South Korea did, and as an example, and for humanity, you know, to be humane, they will follow suit.
I feel like it's so important. Thank you for all your work on this too. There's just so much you've done to help this cause. And, you know, if anybody has ever thought about getting involved and helping, what would you advise to do to get started? I'm specifically talking about the dog meat trade. If somebody wanted to help and speak up, what can they do?
Well, we have formed, and by the way, I want to thank you for everything you've done in connection with the Tarzana Neighborhood Council Animal Welfare Committee. And the
Thank
Tarzana
you.
Neighborhood Council itself. It's great to have your support there when we are considering things at the Neighborhood Council.
Thank you, sir.
So we formed the Global Anti-Dog Meat Coalition. It consists of In Defense of Animals, Animal Protection League of New Jersey, some other organizations, and all of them, by the way, are listed at the end of the video in the credits there. If someone thinks that they could help, they can contact me, or they can contact you, and we can talk about, you know, them getting involved. In particular, you know, people whose families come from China, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Indonesia, and especially if they speak the language, and even if they're not completely fluent, but they speak the language somewhat, they would be very helpful in helping us to approach, you know, the correct people in each of those countries.
You're the guy, you're the point person for that. And I feel like everybody needs to hear this because it's so important. There's a lot of work to do. I want to just share.
Another thing that's like really easy to do that doesn't take much time is go onto In Defense of Animals website, and they have petitions on there that you can sign that IDA, In Defense of Animals, presents to these government agencies opposing dog meat and promoting other animal welfare issues.
That's a good point. Listeners or viewers, if you go to IDAUSA.org, that's In Defense of Animals, that's the USA site, .org, take action. The tab at the top of the page is right there, take action. And you can see all kinds of actions going on right now. And they do great work. And I've been familiar with this organization in the past, especially my involvement. For listeners that know, my passion project are elephants. There's just so much help that elephants need, and they're actually working to get some of elephants in Atlanta out of the sanctuary, but it's not a sanctuary. So they're doing good stuff there. I did want to share. There's an article in CityWatchLA.com this week. The header is SFV, that San Fernando Valley resident plays vital role in South Korea's ban on dog meat consumption, with Jeff Mausner himself. And I just want to share this for the listeners. Jeff, congratulations. Can you tell us how did this come about? You're picking up a lot of steam with this, which is fantastic.
That article was written by Ken Ross, who is vice president of another neighborhood council. And he's been involved and watching what we were doing regarding dog meat. And when the ban came into place, he said, "Wow, I'm going to write an article about that." So up to now, I've been writing the articles, but it was nice to see that Ken wrote a newspaper article about that.
It's fantastic that well deserved this recognition. Opposing the dog meat trade, when you approach politicos and people in Congress and try to get support, I would imagine, I would hope you would meet very little resistance. Do you feel like that's the case, where most people are appreciative and they want to sort of get on board with banning this? I mean, do you have any kind of opposition or things coming your way that people, what's the argument there?
Well, I haven't run into
'Cause it seems like a no-brainer to me. Like, what, yeah.
I haven't run into any politicians who actually support dog meat. Resistance or not wanting to do something about it comes from, it's outside our jurisdiction. We don't want to interfere in another country's internal politics or culture. It even has come up in neighborhood councils that there are some people who don't support resolutions in favor of this, but it's certainly not because they support dog meat. They just think that this isn't something that a neighborhood council should get involved in. And I think that goes, all the way up to Congress too. There have been general resolutions, or I think there was one general resolution in Congress a long time ago opposing dog meat, but there hasn't been anything recently. The Los Angeles City Council, once we got it introduced, and before the City Council was unanimous, Bob Blumenfield and David Rue were the City Council members who sponsored that. David Rue is Korean American, and I think that helped a lot that he was in favor of this. So,
Sure.
with let's say China, We're not in a position now, where the president or Congress really could ask China to stop dog meat. They're
No.
not a close ally, to say the least, like
Yeah.
South Korea. So that's going to be more difficult in a sense. But China did do something several years ago to start it off there. The Ministry of Agriculture of China took dogs off the list of approved edible animals. They have like a list of animals that it's approved to eat, like cows and pigs and so on. And dogs were on there, and they did take it off. And we are organized petitions. I wrote a couple news articles about that, urging people to contact China to ask the Ministry of Agriculture to take dogs off that list, and it was done. But dog meat still exists in China, and in particular, the very infamous Yulin Dog Meat Festival has still been taking place since the Ministry of Agriculture's action, still going on. So it's not illegal, and it's not legal to have dog meat in China. It's kind of in a gray area there. And what would be great is if China did what South Korea did, which is pass a law that actually makes it a criminal offense to kill dogs or to raise or transport or cage dogs for the purpose of consumption. In South Korea, when this thing is phased in, you can go to jail for doing those things and be fined for it. That's what It would be really nice if China did that, in addition to this Ministry of Agriculture, because, they're still killing and eating millions of dogs in China.
If I You're absolutely right. And I feel like if China got on board and got in line with that, then that would, I mean, they're the most populated country or second most populated country in the world. A lot of the other countries would really start falling in line. And things move so fast in China, but they also move so slow. You want to get a bridge in China, they can do that in a month. You want to build a bridge in California, it's going to take 10 years. But when it comes to, animal rights and things, environmental protections, they're still stuck in, it just takes a long time there. And I really hope in our lifetime we see that dog meat ban in China. And that festival you're talking about is one of those things we wish never would have happened in the first place. It's just a terrible, terrible, awful, awful thing that they do there. And yeah, I feel like if China would be like a huge key. If we could get them on board, I mean, them making dog, taking that off the list of edible animals with their agricultural ministry site, that was a good step. They just needs a little push, get them in that direction. I want to talk about the
One other thing, Matt, there are two cities in China that have banned dog meat, Shenzhen and Zhuhai.
Zhuhai, yeah.
So what may happen is, it may be done on a local basis, city basis, or province basis. Of course, it would be better if it was done on a national basis, like South Korea did.
Would be a huge start. I mean, there's
Oh.
obviously a lot of work that needs to be done. But I just want to bring up something on the video, for the listeners or folks that haven't watched it yet. This video, again, talking about the defense of animals on the YouTube channel. Priscilla Presley, Katherine Heigl's on there. And in addition to multiple Korean War vets, the release of this video was in November. And then 2 months later, the ban in Korea, South Korea, came about. So, Jeff, you're kind of like a national hero now in South Korea.
I don't think so, but
I think so. I think you are. I think it's fantastic. But what are the next steps? Like, what do you plan? What's next, the next chapter in this? Because obviously there's so much work to be done. Even though you've accomplished so much, what do you feel like, what are you going to focus on for next efforts? What needs to happen?
Well, we are, the global anti-dog meat coalition, GADMAC. We meet by Zoom. Or actually maybe Google Meet, I think. We had a meeting last week. We have another meeting coming up in the week ahead. We're kind of concentrating on China now, and we're thinking about and trying to get input on how we can proceed in China, because as we talked about, we don't have very clear path forward like we did in South Korea, or at least in my mind, things that I can think of that we can do. So we're meeting with some Chinese organizations that have been involved in this, and mostly we want to see how can we help you push this forward in China.
Yeah, because that's a lot of work right there alone to do, and I think it's great that you're thinking, like a chess piece, a few steps ahead. I mean, there's so much things to be doing. But did you ever think you would get this kind of ban as quick as you did? Do you feel like it was, obviously it's long overdue, but were you surprised in January? Were you expecting it? Like, how did that all play out with the ban in South Korea?
Well, it wasn't like a very, it wasn't just like very quick from the video coming out to the, to the ban, because the parts of the video, were known to members of the National Assembly before the video was put together. Like, a Congressman Brad Sherman, at a Tarzana Neighborhood Council meeting, where you were there.
Sure.
I asked Congressman Sherman was the chair of the House Asia Subcommittee, so I knew that he must know members of the South Korean National Assembly. So at the bank meeting, I told him about the city council, the bank, and the city council resolution, and how it was the position, the official position of the city to oppose dog meat, and he represents the city in Congress. And, point blank asked him, do you know any members of the National Assembly that you can talk to about that? And he said, yes, I do, because I've been working with them in connection with the armistice. And he said that he would talk to them. He said it's about time that I leverage my friendship with them to talk to them about this and ask them about the dog meat ban. So that was several years ago, and then at a later bank meeting, I asked him if he had done that, and he said, yeah, I expressed the view of my constituents and the American people against dog meat, and they, the ones I talked to said that they supported the ban. And there were other things that they had known about. And then, we put it together before the committee votes and the votes at the full National Assembly. To I see one of your cats
Yeah,
there.
sorry. Meredith wanted to be on the
No
show.
problem, because cats go along with, not eating dogs, not eating cats goes along with that, and that's part of it too. It's called a dog meat ban, but it also covers cats.
It does. Yeah, that's important to keep in mind too. I mean,
Yeah.
It's absolutely encompasses them. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, don't be, whenever I do Zooms or, these kind of things, I love to see people's dogs or cats walking through. And there's a in the video, one of the Korean War veterans
Yep.
is talking, and his dog just, about how many dogs they've rescued and how much they love dogs. One of his dogs just kind of wanders through the video, which I really liked that part of the video that we made.
It's
So
great. Yeah,
anyway,
it humanizes it and it has it.
they knew about this stuff, prior to the full video being put together in November. And then, before the committee votes, like before the agriculture committee vote, I sent the video to all members of the agriculture committee, and I had their email addresses from KoreanDogs.org, which is a website that's been opposing dog meat for very long
Yeah, if you're
time.
talking about the South Korean legislators.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
because this is important. This is what I want people to really hone in on is oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, but this is just the correlation of politicians in South Korea seeing the video and circulating the votes. This is where like real change happens in the world. And go ahead, please. I'm all
Yeah.
ears.
So yeah, anyway, I had their email addresses from KoreanDogs.org. Ginny Wu runs that website, and she, keeps those email addresses. So before the vote of the Agriculture Committee, I sent the emails to the members of the Agriculture Committee. And I have a GoDaddy email marketing system, and it allows you to see who clicks on the email and opens it. And then, so I could see who was seeing it and in the South Korean legislature. And then before the legislature and judiciary committee vote, I sent it to them. And I could see who saw it. And then before the final vote in the full National Assembly, I sent it to all the members, and I could see, which of the members actually, clicked on the email that had the video in it. So that was really nice to have, because I
Oh
could know
yeah, of
exactly
course.
who was seeing it.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
When you
But
sent this video out and you're seeing who's watching it and who's viewing, it's got to be kind of trippy, right? I mean, you're talking about very important people that actually make the changes, have the power to do so, and you can see in real time kind of the process unfolding.
yeah, it was it turned out very well.
It turned out great. When the legislation passed in January, what was the timeline of implementing it? Did they say this is immediate? Was it the regulatory action going across the board? How did that process unfold?
Okay. Within 6 months, all businesses involved with dog meat, the farms, slaughterhouses, butchers, restaurants, transporters of dogs, have to register with the government. And one of the things the law provides is for subsidies and help to businesses that transform to another business. And if you want to get the subsidies and the help, you have to register. So that's the incentive for registering. Otherwise, probably no one would register. So that's within 6 months. And then Dog meat has to completely end within 3 years. That's when the criminal penalties kick in. There's incentive to end the business before the 3 years because then you can get your subsidy and your help and training, before the 3 years. But people could continue it conceivably for the full 3 years before they would go to jail and get fined.
Okay, so it's not dissimilar to a rollout we might do here in the US. It takes time to finally catch up legality wise, but the word's out there and they, be warned. And this is the culmination of in South Korea. This campaign has been going on in one form or another for about what, 30 years?
Well, 30 years that IDA has been involved in it. They were the first organization outside of Korea or in the US that opposed dog meat. Probably there were people in South Korea opposing it even before that. So it's been a very long process, and it was hard, because the culture had to change. But we owed it to the dogs of South Korea to do this. They're our best friends, and we should be friends back with them and do this.
Animals don't have a voice. We need to be their voice, and that's
Right.
they deserve it. The dogs deserve better, and nobody wants this. I mean, in the greater good, nobody wants this. And thank you just for doing God's work. I want to take a minute and show a clip from the brief clip from the video, if I may, Jeff. This is me
Sure.
speaking in there, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay,
And
folks, this is.
tell people again how to find it.
So this is going to be a clip, and this is on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, In Defense of Animals, if you search that, it'll be the first channel that shows up. And the video is called Celebrities and War Veterans Unite to End Dog Meat Trade in South Korea. You could just type in YouTube, End Dog Meat Trade or South Korea. It'll actually show up at the top one. So it's the SEO's there. You just have to type it in. And it's also on the In Defense of Animals website, which I mentioned earlier. And I encourage everyone to watch the video in full. It's a short film. It's just under 18 minutes. And what you're going to see right now, if you're watching and if you're listening, that's okay too. This is a clip from the video, and this is Jeffrey speaking on the video itself. That was my fault. I didn't hit play.
It is the official position of the city of Los Angeles to oppose the dog meat trade. The city council unanimously passed a resolution opposing the dog meat trade and stating that the city will support legislation or administrative action that would request the governments of China, Vietnam, South Korea, Cambodia, and Indonesia to ban the sale of dog meat and enforce their animal cruelty law.
Thank you for bringing the South Korean part of that to my attention. Of course, I've supported every action in the U.S. Congress on the issue of dog meat. As it happens, I used to chair the Asia Subcommittee, and I've been very involved in the issues of a formal end to the Korean War. I've worked with some South Korean legislators on that, and it's about time that I then broaden that relationship to also focus on the dog meat issue as well. So I'll leverage those relationships to bring up that issue as well.
Did you speak with any members of the South Korean? Matt?
I'm sorry. That of course was that tail end was Jeff speaking to Congressman Brad Sherman in the 32nd district. But the video in Hull is just so just packs a punch, Jeff. And I think you just did such a really great job on that. And it's doing well. And I feel like people, obviously it had an impact. People respond to that. So was this for you, Jeff? Cause you did such a great job. Do you plan on using film again? Is that something you would revisit and make another one? Or was this a one-time deal? Like, how do you feel about, what's your Hollywood career look like after this?
That was my first attempt at producing and or directing. If there's something that you know we can put together another video, yeah, definitely I would do that. We don't have the same situation now that, you know, with these other countries. We don't have the veterans, and, you know, I don't think Brad Sherman is going to be as influential with these other countries as he probably was with South Korea. But, you know, if anyone has any ideas, you know, in particular, if you know, you have, your family comes from one of those countries and you have some ideas as to how we can proceed, please contact me.
Well, and how can people reach you, Jeff, if they wanted to reach out? Would they find you on LinkedIn, or do you want them to reach out to the neighborhood council? What's the best way if somebody has a connection there that they'd like to make and reach out to you?
Okay. Jeff Mausner, JeffMausner @gmail.com.
Please, there it is. I know we're almost out of time, but I wanted to just, while you're here, is there anything else you wanted to talk about or discuss? I didn't want to leave any stone unturned if I was missing anything.
Well, you know, I'd just like to thank everybody who, you know, was involved in bringing about this dog meat ban in South Korea, you know, starting with the local organizations there, the activists in South Korea, individuals and organizations there. Thank you to the South Korean legislators who sponsored the bill there and voted for it. Thank you to In Defense of Animals, KoreanDogs.org, all of the organizations in South Korea, in the U.S., and throughout the world who have contributed to this, the Korean War veterans, Brad Sherman, Vank, Tarzana Neighborhood Council. There are so many. I want to mention Adrian Hewitt and Bruce Kreider, who got the Priscilla Presley and Catherine Heigl involved. And thanks to Priscilla and Catherine, of course. Everyone in the video, you know, take a look at the end of the video. You're right, it's 17 minutes something. At the end, it has the credits, which are the members of GADMAC. So thank you to everyone there.
Yeah, exactly. If you go to the video again, it's on the Global Anti-Dog Meat Coalition. Everybody's on there at about the 17:30 mark. Patty King, Flor Daros, Jeffrey Mausner, of course, Jade Ara, Bruce Snyder. The whole list is there, which is great. And please check out the video and encourage everybody to also go to IDAUSA.org. They just do such great work. As I mentioned before, unrelated to this, the elephants in zoos. There's an elephant, a bull elephant in LA Zoo. His name's Billy. And he shouldn't be there. No elephant should be in any kind of enclosure. And they've I've Haven't seen an organization do more for Billy's plight more than IDA. So that's just on a personal note. But I encourage everyone to check them out. And just, Jeff, I look forward to doing this again soon with you, because this has been great. And I know we have a lot of work to do. And I haven't met anyone that has done more for animals personally than you. So thank you. It's an honor just to be, just to know you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt, for what you do and for this podcast. And I've seen some of your podcasts, and
they're sorry great. To hear that.
You're a good podcaster.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. All right. That's Jeffrey Mousen, everybody. Jeff, we will talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.